Escuelas Oficiales de Idiomas de la Comunidad Autónoma de Canarias. Pruebas de certificación de nivel básico A2 de inglés. Convocatoria ordinaria de 2024 para la población escolar. Prueba de comprensión de textos orales. Esta prueba consta de dos tareas. Escuchará cada grabación dos veces. Escuche y lea las instrucciones al principio de cada tarea y realícela según se indica. Solo se admitirán respuestas en tinta negra o azul. Las tareas escritas a lápiz no se calificarán. No está permitido el uso del diccionario. El uso de cualquier dispositivo electrónico queda prohibido durante toda la prueba. El móvil tendrá que permanecer apagado y guardado. Atención, no escriba en los recuadros sombreados, son espacios reservados para la calificación de las tareas.
Task 1. Listen to a dad talking about his daughter's friends and match each friend 1 to 5 to the corresponding after-school activity, A to H. There are two after-school activities you do not need. Write your answers in the table provided. Friend 0 is an example. Now you have 1 minute to read the task.
Many people think that most teenagers spend all their free time on social media and do nothing else after school. That's definitely not the case of my daughter, Claire, and her friends. They all love their mobiles, but they're very busy after school. Claire is a big fan of music. She listens to all kinds of music, and she's learning to play the guitar twice a week. I think she'll become a great guitarist. Her friend Robert, like most of them, likes playing games on his phone, but what he really loves is surfing. Robert lives quite close to the beach and goes surfing every day. He's even thinking of taking it up as a career. Art is Alice's favorite subject at school. She's good at painting, drawing. You know, she likes making things, but she has a special talent for acting. Alice and my daughter go to the cinema together quite often. Alice would love to be a professional actress, and she's doing a drama course after school every single day. Michael is great at languages, and he's doing French. He's taking private lessons in the evening. I think Michael has a special ability for foreign languages. Jane is a very close friend of my daughter Claire. They both share their passion for music. Jane plays the piano. She's taken piano lessons since she was a little girl. Paul enjoys all kinds of sports. He plays football at school, but after school he's doing baseball. Paul is in the baseball youth club of our city. So yes, my daughter's friends have all different interests apart from social media.
Listen again.
Many people think that most teenagers spend all their free time on social media and do nothing else after school. That's definitely not the case of my daughter, Claire, and her friends. They all love their mobiles, but they're very busy after school. Claire is a big fan of music. She listens to all kinds of music, and she's learning to play the guitar twice a week. I think she'll become a great guitarist. Her friend Robert, like most of them, likes playing games on his phone, but what he really loves is surfing. Robert lives quite close to the beach and goes surfing every day. He's even thinking of taking it up as a career. Art is Alice's favorite subject at school. She's good at painting, drawing. You know, she likes making things, but she has a special talent for acting. Alice and my daughter go to the cinema together quite often. Alice would love to be a professional actress, and she's doing a drama course after school every single day. Michael is great at languages, and he's doing French. He's taking private lessons in the evening. I think Michael has a special ability for foreign languages. Jane is a very close friend of my daughter, Claire. They both share their passion for music. Jane plays the piano. She's taken piano lessons since she was a little girl. Paul enjoys all kinds of sports. He plays football at school, but after school he's doing baseball. Paul is in the baseball youth club of our city. So yes, my daughter's friends have all different interests apart from social media.
This is the end of task one. Now turn to task two. Task two. Listen to Mark and Claire talking about their school days. For questions 1 to 5, choose the correct answer A, B or C. Write your answers in the table provided. Question 0 is an example. Now you have 1 minute and 30 seconds to read the task.
I've got very happy memories of my school days. I still have a few friends from primary school. We don't see each other very often, but I contact them by email or I send a text.
Oh.
But I never phone. I don't like talking on the phone.
Mm.
Pete's still a very close friend. I always walk to school with him. We had fun along the way. The other kids took the school bus or their parents drove them. But we were lucky. We lived near school, and that was good. Claire, you grew up in the US, didn't you?
Yeah. Yes, I did. I grew up in New York. My dad was a journalist for the Times newspaper then, and when I was 14, he got a job in the London office, so we moved to the UK. My dad wrote an article for the newspaper every week. My mom worked for a bank, but then she left her job when we moved. That was 30 years ago. Wow. I don't feel like it was that long ago.
And did you like your school there?
Yes, I loved it. I have good memories of my elementary school. I never liked maths or science. The teacher, Mr. Williams, was good, but I was terrible. I was very good at physical education. I really enjoyed sports. I especially remember Ms. Hill, the PE teacher. She wanted the girls to join the football team, and I became a very good footballer. I don't play now, but I was good then.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Did you find it difficult when you moved to the UK?
Yes, I did. The school was very strict here, and I hated the uniform. I had to wear a jacket, a horrible skirt, and even a tie. The tie was okay, but I hated that terrible brown skirt. What about you?
Well, mine was okay. Perhaps all the kids thought the uniform was just normal.
Yeah.
But I remember I hated the school canteen.
Oh.
The food wasn't nice. Carrots and peas every single day. The chips were so oily. God, how awful. I never ate the chips. The dinner lady always got angry with me. I only ate the carrots. That was all I liked. I still love them.
Oh, well, that's good then.
Listen again.
I've got very happy memories of my school days. I still have a few friends from primary school. We don't see each other very often, but I contact them by email or I send a text.
Oh.
But I never phone. I don't like talking on the phone.
Mm.
Pete's still a very close friend. I always walk to school with him. We had fun along the way. The other kids took the school bus or their parents drove them. But we were lucky. We lived near school and that was good. Claire, you grew up in the US, didn't you?
Yeah. Yes, I did. I grew up in New York. My dad was a journalist for the Times newspaper then, and when I was 14, he got a job in the London office, so we moved to the UK. My dad wrote an article for the newspaper every week. My mom worked for a bank, but then she left her job when we moved. That was 30 years ago. Wow. I don't feel like it was that long ago.
And did you like your school there?
Yes, I loved it. I have good memories of my elementary school. I never liked maths or science. The teacher, Mr. Williams, was good, but I was terrible. I was very good at physical education. I really enjoyed sports. I especially remember Ms. Hill, the PE teacher. She wanted the girls to join the football team, and I became a very good footballer. I don't play now, but I was good then.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Did you find it difficult when you moved to the UK?
Yes, I did. The school was very strict here, and I hated the uniform. I had to wear a jacket, a horrible skirt, and even a tie. The tie was okay, but I hated that terrible brown skirt. What about you?
Well, mine was okay. Perhaps all the kids thought the uniform was just normal.
Yeah.
But I remember I hated the school canteen.
Oh.
The food wasn't nice. Carrots and peas every single day. The chips were so oily. God, how awful. I never ate the chips. The dinner lady always got angry with me. I only ate the carrots. That was all I liked. I still love them.
Oh, well, that's good then.
This is the end of task 2 and the end of the listening test.